We do not just put Jesus on as one puts on a set of clothes. The good news of the gospel is that we might not just put him on, but Jesus puts us on. By becoming human as we are human, Jesus has put us on himself. In other words, we are the clothes that Jesus is adorned with. That means he puts us on like we put him on. That means he isn't just close to us, but we are close to him. And it means that he wears us. It means that he's close to us. But it also means that you and I are being changed into Christ. I mean, slowly but surely, our union with him has an effect on us. It changes us. And we become more and more looking like him. And it means that we move with Christ as our clothes move with us. So we find ourselves being pulled and led in the direction that Christ wants us to go. So we find ourselves with this effect, this influence on us, this work of the Holy Spirit. And we find ourselves starting to love like Christ. We find ourselves daring to reach to others like Christ has reached. We desire to start working for reconciliation and building peace and feeding and sheltering and clothing people. We find ourselves eating with sinners like Christ ate with sinners. Not just because we put Christ on, but rather more poignantly because Christ has put us own. And we are so united to him that where we gather together, there he will be. And where he is, there we shall be. This is what it means to be in union or to be married to Christ, that we might put Christ on because Christ has already put you and I on. It means that through the work of Christ, you and I are being made new. That we are being remade as the human beings God has created us to be. It means that God, through Christ in the power of the Spirit, is undoing the fall, undoing our selfishness, undoing our hate and our failures, and transforming us more and more into Jesus. So it means that if we are to put on Christ, and if Christ has put us on, then you and I will change. Because we have taken off our pajamas, the works of darkness, and we have put on our clothes for living in the day. We have put on Christ, and we begin to act like Christ. But Paul gives us three areas of our life that need transforming, at least three areas for the Romans of the ancient world to be changed. He says we need to do away with our drunkenness, with our revelries, with our sexual excess, and with our divisions, our jealousies, and our fighting. Now, Jesus ain't saying we should stop having a glass of wine. He's saying we need to put off our excess wine. He's not saying that we shouldn't have a margarita or a beer. He's saying we should not get wasted. He's not saying that we shouldn't enjoy a marriage that is sexual. He's saying sexual excess we need to put away with. He's not saying that we shouldn't be angry. He's saying we shouldn't be jealous, and we shouldn't be mean-spirited, and we shouldn't be divided. He's not saying we should be prude or we should be chaste. He's not saying that we should be dry. He's saying that we should be moderate, that we should be in control, not that we are out of control, wild and crazy, as I'm sure you can imagine the Romans could be. He's not saying that we shouldn't enjoy the good things God has given us. He says we should have restraint, that we shouldn't be out of control like the world is out of control. But that means we no longer have room to be selfish. Because if we put on Christ, there is no selfishness there. He doesn't care about himself. He lays his life down for the sake of others. And there is the standard to which we must aspire. But Christ is also hopeful. There is no despair in him. Yes, he might be angry and frustrated when the world doesn't get it. But Christ never quits. Christ never hides. He never seeks to escape from his work. He always goes back anew and afresh. But Christ also lives entirely 100% for God. And that means that if we are going to put Christ on, we must learn to live for God and not for everything else. So that means it's about God. It isn't about our country. That means it's about God. It isn't about our money. That means it's about God. It isn't about our possessions. And here is where it becomes incredibly difficult, as if that wasn't difficult enough. If it is about God, it is about living for God and not living for our families. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't love and care for them. It means that your family is not God. That's what that means. It means that we need to teach and rear our children so that God is in God's rightful place. And neither you nor I nor they can ever take his place. But it means that this world is about God. It is not about your pleasures or your desires. It is not about this flesh, although flesh is important. It means that ultimately we must desire God above all things more than we desire a piece of chocolate cake or a larger retirement or another vacation. It means that we desire God to get all that God so rightly deserves, to be on the pedestal over all things, that he should deserve and be given everything that he has earned from you and from me. Now, I don't know about you, but the moment I hear that and the moment I start to cringe, because I am nothing like Jesus Christ. And the moment I hear that is the moment I panic, because there's no way I am going to be anything like that. But hear what Paul is saying. Paul is saying that you can put Christ on because Christ has already put you on himself. And he's saying that you and Christ can do it. It's not up to you by yourself. It's up to you together with him, as close as the clothes are that are on your back. And I don't know about that, but it means that through Christ and in Christ and with Christ, you can do anything. That means you can love your neighbor like Jesus loves his neighbor, because it's in Jesus, not in you. But it also means that you can seek justice, because it isn't necessarily up to you alone, but it is up to you together with Jesus. It means that in Christ, in Jesus, there is self-control for our anger. It means that in Christ, there is forgiveness for our guilt. We can forgive ourselves. We can forgive each other. We can be reconciled. But it also means that there is courage in Christ, courage for our dread, the fears that consume us every moment of every day. It means that in Christ there is always hope, because it's got nothing to do with you and everything to do with Him. And Jesus isn't up there. Jesus is right here, enveloping you, living inside you, surrounding you with love, with grace, and with power. So, yes, you can, because it isn't really about you. It has instead always been about Jesus Christ. So, my friends, now is the time to wake up. Now is the time to come out of the darkness and into the light. Now is the time to put off the world as one puts off one's pajamas. Now is the time to dress ourselves in Jesus Christ, to desire only God and nothing of this world and its pleasures and its fleshly desires. And the reason we can put Jesus on is because when he was born of Mary, he put us on as a human being. So my friends, now is the time to wake up, because God's alarm clock has been going off for 2,000 years. Now is the time, because the day is near and the night is far spent. But it also means that now is the time to get dressed, to put off the works of the flesh, and to put on Jesus Christ. Now is the time. Now is the time to live. Now is the time to be made anew. Now, not then, but now. Now is the time for Jesus Christ. So let us put off the world, and let us put on Christ, and let us give Christ the glory, the honor, and the power, and our way of life that gives him all of those things. Now is the time. Let us go and do so. Amen.